true prosperity. It is granted only to the heart that abounds with integrity, trust, generosity, and love to realize true prosperity. The heart that is not possessed of these qualities cannot know prosperity, for prosperity, like happiness, is not an outward possession, but an inward realization. The greedy man may become a millionaire, but he will always be wretched and mean and poor, and will even consider himself outwardly poor so long as there is a man in the world who is richer than himself, while the upright, the open-handed and loving will realize a full and rich prosperity, even though their outward possessions may be small. He is poor who is dissatisfied. He is rich who is contented with what he has. And he is richer who is generous with what he has. When we contemplate the fact that the universe is abounding in all good things, material as well as spiritual, and compare it with man's blind eagerness to secure a few gold coins or a few acres of dirt, it is then that we realize how dark and ignorant selfishness is. It is then that we know that self-seeking is self-destruction. Nature gives all, without reservation, and loses nothing. Man, grasping all, loses everything. Do not allow the word competition to shake your faith in the supremacy of righteousness. Be strong in your faith in yourself. I care not what men may say about the laws of competition. For do I not know the unchangeable law, which shall one day put them all to rout, and which puts them to rout even now in the heart and life of the righteous man? And knowing this law, I can contemplate all dishonesty with undisturbed repose, for I know where certain destruction awaits it. Under all circumstances, do that which you believe to be right, and trust the law. Trust the divine power that is imminent in the universe, and it will never desert you, and you will always be protected. By such a trust, all your losses will be converted into gains, and all curses which threaten will be transmuted into blessings. Never let go of integrity, generosity, and love, for these, coupled with energy, will lift you into the truly prosperous state. Do not believe the world when it tells you that you must always attend to number one first, and to others afterwards. To do this is not to think of others at all, but only of one's own comforts. To those who practice this, the day will come when they will be deserted by all, and when they cry out in their loneliness and anguish, there will be no one to hear and help them. Let your soul expand. Let your heart reach out to others in loving and generous warmth, and great and lasting will be your joy, and all prosperity will come to you. To possess those inward qualities, which constitute goodness, is to be armored against all powers of evil. And build oneself up in those qualities is to build up his success which cannot be shaken, and to enter into a prosperity which will endure forever.